Senate Bill 24, an act to continue to allow investigative materials to be confidential during the investigative phase and to allow the material to be obtained by parties to a complaint after a probable cause determination is made.
Senate Bill 24, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Madsen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 24 comes to us through the Department of Commerce and Regulation, specifically the Division of Human Rights. In 10 words or less, what this does is repeal a sunset clause that's on this section as it exists in the code. What happened was a couple of years ago, the department came forth with a bill that allowed, after a probable cause determination, both parties able to get a hold of the documents that were produced during the investigation. There was some concern that the statute may lend itself to misuse. A sunset was placed on the statute, and it turns out it's been working just fine. So rather than have it expire on June 30, the department has come forward and asked us to enact this legislation that would keep it on the books. So I ask for the body's favorable consideration of Senate Bill 24. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 24. Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I rise in support of this bill, but I do think it points out a flaw in the statutes referenced on line 9 that says notwithstanding 127.29 to 127.32 inclusive, which of course is the gag law. We've come back a number of years, we've made exceptions for fertilizer, we've made exceptions for the EPA, we've made exceptions for federal reports, and now we're going to make an exception for the Human Rights Division. And what's interesting is because of the gag law, what would happen is a person would make a complaint alleging discrimination of some kind, racial discrimination, sex discrimination, age discrimination, whatever it was, and then the Human Rights Commission would investigate. But because of the gag law, the Human Rights Commission could only release the results of their investigation to the agency being investigated and not to the individual who made the complaint. That clearly is crazy. If we had an Enron situation in this state, we could not reveal that. The PUC has come in with House Bill 1051, which was defeated because they can't tell farmers if grain elevators are going broke. They can't tell the general public if there's a gas leak because technically that information from an investigation is confidential. Ladies and gentlemen, I support Senate Bill 24, but it points out the basic problem. Public information should be public. Investigations done for the benefit of the public should be public. This law should pass, but a better solution would be to repeal the law that caused this problem in the first place.
Any further remarks on Senate Bill 24? Seeing none, the question for the House then is final passage of Senate Bill 24. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Representatives Van Norman and Valandra. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, excused 4.
Senate Bill 24, having received the majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.